Praised be Jesus Christ. Blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Amen. The servant of God, Luisa Picaretta, a great mystic, received many messages from Jesus about how men should unite their will to his by love. Jesus called Luisa the little daughter of his divine will. Her life was very simple, apparently. During the day, she worked as an embroiderer in her bed, where she continuously spent the last 59 years of her life. She was surrounded by a group of young people to whom she taught embroidery and with whom she prayed the rosary and prayed every day. But in the evening, she wrote the messages of Jesus and spent a few hours in personal prayer or in sufferings to repair for sin. Sometimes the Lord would take her through bilocation to visit certain sinners to pray for them or take her to heaven. Jesus told her that she was the little daughter of the divine will and that she should transmit to the world the desire of the Creator that all men should be children of his divine will. In other words, they should fulfill his will, but not as slaves or servants, out of fear or interest, but as children who act out of love. Jesus transported me out of myself to the vicinity of a deep place, full of liquid and dark fire. It was horrifying and frightening just to see it. Jesus said to me, "Here is purgatory, and many souls are crowded into this fire. You will go to this place to suffer, to free those souls that I like, and you will do this for my love." Although trembling a little, I immediately told Jesus, "All for your love, I am ready, but you must come with me." And Jesus said, "If I go with you, what would your purgatory be? Those sorrows, with my presence, for you would be changed into joys and happiness." And I said, "I don't want to go alone. As long as we go to that fire, you will be behind my back. In that way, I will not see you and I will start to suffer." So I went to that fire full of thick darkness, and Jesus followed behind me. I, fearing that Jesus would leave me again, took his hands and held them behind my back. Once down there, who can speak about the pains of those souls that suffered? They are certainly unspeakable for people dressed in human flesh. As I visited that fire, the darkness was fading and dissipating, and many souls left there, and others were relieved. After having been around for a quarter of an hour, we left from there. We have left, and Jesus was lamenting. And I quickly said to Jesus, "Tell me, my good, why are you lamenting? My beloved life, perhaps I was the cause because I did not want to go alone to that place of sorrows? Tell me. Have you suffered a lot when seeing those souls suffer? What do you feel?" Luisa Picaretta says, "I was asking my Jesus to take my mother to paradise without going through purgatory. On March 19, 1907, the day consecrated to Saint Joseph, in the morning my mother passed from this life to the environment of eternity, and our sweet Jesus Christ, making me see that he was taking her, told me, 'My daughter, the Creator takes the creature.' At this moment, I felt consumed, inside and out, by a fire so alive that I felt it burned my entrails and my whole body. If I ate anything, it turned into inner fire, and I was forced to return it as soon as I ate it. This fire consumed me, but it kept me alive. In spite of everything, in this state, I was happy. But since I had not seen where Jesus had taken my mother, my happiness was not complete. Because of my own sufferings, I was thinking about what my mother's sufferings would be if she were still in purgatory. Then, seeing our sweet Jesus, who in these days has hardly left me alone, I cried and said to him, 'My sweet love, tell me, where have you taken her? I am happy that you have taken my mother, but if you do not already have her with you, I will not tolerate this, and I will continue crying and crying until you answer me on this.' It seemed that Jesus enjoyed my crying. He wiped my tears and said to me, 'My daughter, do not fear and calm down. And when you have calmed down, I will show you. You will be very happy. The fire that you feel serves as proof that I have made you happy.' But I kept crying, especially when I saw him, because I felt inside that something was still missing from my mother's happiness. And I cried so much that the people who had come to visit me, when they saw me cry, believed that I was crying out of attachment to my mother and for having lost her, and they were almost scandalized, thinking that I had not been satisfied with the will of God. And suddenly, at this same moment, in which more than ever, I was swimming, thinking about my mother, but I did not accept any human court, because they are all false, but only the divine court is truth, and our good Jesus did not condemn me. Rather, Jesus felt compassion for me, and to support me, he would come more often, thus giving me more opportunities to cry. Because if Jesus had not come, I would not have had anyone to cry with to achieve what I wanted. After several days and our good Jesus coming, he told me, "My daughter, calm yourself now. I want to tell you and make you see where your mother is and how you, both before and after having brought her to me, you have continuously offered me everything I deserved, did, and suffered throughout the course of my life in her favor. For this, she now finds herself taking part of everything I did and enjoyed in my humanity, still my divinity being hidden from her, which will soon be revealed to her as well." I understood that although my mother was not in torment, but rather in joy, her happiness was not perfect, but half. So I continued to suffer for 12 days, so much that I found myself at the point of death, but interposing by obedience to make sure that the thin thread of life that I had left did not break, I returned to the natural state. Barely 10 days had elapsed since my mother's death. My father fell seriously ill, and our Lord Jesus Christ made me see that he too was already going to die. So I gave him the anticipated gift, and I repeated everything I did for my mother, so Jesus would not make my father go through purgatory either. But our Lord Jesus Christ was more reluctant and did not listen to me. I was very afraid, not for his salvation, because the good Jesus had made me the solemn promise almost 15 years ago that all of mine would not be lost, and that is why I did not fear, but rather feared much for purgatory. I prayed to him continuously, but the good Jesus hardly came. Only on the day that after a 15-day illness my father died, our sweet Jesus made himself look all benign, dressed in white, and as if he were in a feast. Jesus said, "Today I wait for your father, but out of love for you, I will be found by him not as a judge, but as a benign father, and thus I will welcome him into my arms." I insisted about my father on purgatory, but Jesus, ignoring me, disappeared. When my father died, I did not feel any new suffering, as happened at the death of my mother, and because of this, I understood that he had gone to purgatory. I prayed and prayed, but Jesus made himself seen only as lightning, without giving me time for anything, and that is why I could not even cry, because I had no one to cry with, because he who is the only one who can hear my cry shunned me. After 2 days of internal sorrows, I saw our sweet Jesus, and when I asked him about my father, I felt that he was behind the back of Jesus and that he burst into tears and asked for help, but at that moment they disappeared. I was left with great pain in my soul, but I prayed and prayed. Then, after 6 days, finding myself outside of myself, I saw myself inside a church in which there were many souls of purgatory, and I asked our Lord Jesus to at least make my father come to do his purgatory inside that church, because I saw that the souls of purgatory in the churches are in constant consolation because of the prayers and the masses that are celebrated there, but much more for the real presence of Jesus in the sacrament, who is for the souls of purgatory a continuous refreshment. At this moment, I saw my father with a venerable aspect and our Lord Jesus, who placed him very close to the tabernacle. Praised be Jesus Christ, blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Amen.